Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Did you guys get your fill of football over the last 4 days?
Heck yeah. Is there a game, before we dive into anything about the Cowboys, is there a game, set of games, whatever, that caught your attention and you want to talk about?
Oh, man, there's been so many. I don't know if I can pick one out.
That's fair enough. How about the Chiefs?
Or remember them all, right?
Yeah. How about the Chiefs being done, maybe?
Well,
maybe
that,
not.
That was quite interesting. I don't know if shocking is the right word, but I think they told you how desperate they were with some of those fourth down decisions, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like, okay, we got to go, and if we don't, the season could be over for us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. It was interesting to see the Ravens lose to the Steelers as well in a game that I just assumed they would win, and now both of those teams might miss the playoffs. The AFC is freaking wacky this year.
Did you see what Rodgers said the first thing?
Yeah, he goes, hopefully then y'all will shut the hell up for the next week. I'm paraphrasing, but not that much.
Yeah, gotta love it. Oh, man.
But that's your job as a media member, right, Mickey, is to get picked on and vaguely yelled
sure.
at by athletes, right?
If you dish it out, you got to be able to accept it, right?
Fair. Very fair.
How much, then, of your commitment is going to be on this Philadelphia Chargers game tonight?
Oh, yeah. I said 4 days, so now it'll be 5 days,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Be watching that and see exactly what happens. I was trying to watch as much of the Packers-Bears game as I could, although I was on my way to the Stars game last night. So that one was quite interesting that the Bears were right there to tie that thing up at the end before the interception in the end zone, huh?
Man, we need the Cowboys to have the same kind of grit and determination as the Stars, right? Because they're never out of a game.
No, and boy, there's a lesson there to, you know, just hang in it. You know, sometimes you go to games and the team's down and people leave, and boy, you better not leave on that team because you'll regret it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I don't know how much you dabble in the social media and whatnot, but did you get involved in the social media feud between Richard Sherman and George Pickens?
I did not, and just the other day, I finally saw what he had to say, Sherman.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's his gig, though, right? That's his deal after games. I rarely listen to what he has to say because I just think he does things to bring attention to himself. And it doesn't matter to him if he's right or wrong.
Yeah.
He just,
or if it's his house or not when he breaks in. I got you.
Okay.
He just says outlandish things to say outlandish things on that show. So, yeah, I rarely put a lot of stock into what he has to say. That's why I didn't make a big deal. I didn't think it was a big deal, but again, I know what happens on social media.
Well, and then are you surprised, I guess, to a certain extent, because I was listening to the press conference, and I know people were hoping that Shoddy would give him a little bit more about George Pickens being under the microscope. I was a little surprised he fell for the bait then with Richard Sherman and went on his, you know, expletive-filled tirade and before deleting it.
Oh, I didn't realize that had happened.
Yes.
So, guys just can't. They can't control themselves, right?
Yeah.
And that's their only way to sort of defend themselves. And now guess what happens on what day is he talk? Wednesday, Thursday?
Right.
It's going to come up all over again. So if I was his advisor, I'd just say next question.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's probably a good approach.
Yeah, I get
you
that.
You can't win.
No. What are you going to say that's going to convince people? I got you.
Right, and once it's out there, right, nothing ever changes, right?
Right.
That's the impression that you get, and so there's nothing you can change. The second story, if it's right, gets diminished because
yes.
The first story is always right, even if it's wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You can run the redaction or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I had to do it one time, Kevin.
Yeah.
One time. You can run it, but nobody cares.
Yeah.
7B.
Yeah, and I'll give you a prime example, and this goes back, you know, 35, 40, 45 years ago. A friend who ran a restaurant when I was working in Columbia, Missouri, got accused for sexual assault,
oh,
right?
No.
And it was front page headline, and, you know, and people know who he is. He owns a restaurant, and front page, right? About 4 days later, the story got basically redacted. Like this is not accurate, and it was in like a 12-point headline on the second page of the Metro.
Wow.
Metro section, right?
Yeah,
and it's like, okay, where's the equity of that, right? But once it's out there, boy, it's hard to put it back in the bottle.
What do you think then? I've heard Steven say it. I've heard Shoddy said it multiple times. We didn't play our best game. George Pickens gets knocked, and he says, I didn't play my best game.
There was a lot of folks,
But there were a lot of people on that team that didn't play their best game. What do you think they do to get back to their best game now?
Yeah, you got to just get back to work, right? What have I always told you? The more you lose in the NFL, the closer you are to winning.
Right.
And the more you win, the closer you are to losing, because you're not going to win them all.
Yeah.
And when you win, go back and just, you know, see how many three-game winning streaks people have had during the season. And sometimes it catches up with you. And you're right. They did not play well. A lot of the blame should rest on the offensive line.
Mm.
They were terrible.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott took a beating, but yet there they were, you know, down 37-30 and, you know, a chance to go downfield and tie the game up. So, yeah, there were a lot of things that, you know, people didn't play well, but because of who you are or the attention you attracted by what you had been doing so well, then that's ends up when somebody says that on TV, it's always the gospel truth. That was one of the reasons back in the day I would try when I was covering the team to listen to the broadcast to see if there was anything I needed to correct, because there was a lot of things that get said that aren't totally accurate, but they're saying it within 30 seconds of it happening without actually knowing what went on. And, you know, sometimes you got to clean things up. So that's the impression that was made, and it's hard to change it.
The correction column. That's what I love. I love that.
The correction. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, Kenneth Murray took a bit of a hit. And there's a couple different videos out there of people talking about it. What's been his play up and down throughout this year?
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what it's been, up and down. I think that, you know, if you watch some of the games and you say, oh, okay, that's why the Cowboys you know, brought him along. And then there's other times where, and I remember this when they traded for him, some of the evaluation was, well, he's not very good in coverage. And I was thinking, well, I want my linebacker good against the run, you know, if I got to deal with that. And I think there are times that that has been correct, that, you know, he has not been as good as you want against the coverage. But I think you have to understand where he's best. Is he best as a middle linebacker, or is he best as an outside linebacker? And I always thought he was better in the middle. Now, I know he had some issues against the run. But again, you know, pass covers as an outside linebacker, I thought one of his best traits as an outside linebacker would have been his ability to blitz, to rush the quarterback if you were going to send a fifth guy. We didn't hear anything like that during a three-game winning streak, right?
No, right.
No.
Yeah,
it felt like the defense was playing a different game then.
You just have to remember, and you know, and we're probably all guilty of it. If the Cowboys lose, they don't lose just because the other team was better. It's somebody has to take the blame for it.
Yeah.
And so now it gets spread around. Oh, it's this guy. Oh, it's this guy. You know, I'm surprised everybody wasn't picking on Dak for, what, two interceptions for the beating he took during the game. Maybe it was so obvious they laid off.
You know, and so I do want to give some credit to the Lions kind of in cooperation with that. And I think one of the reasons, like, the linebacker play maybe stood out so much is because it felt like there was a giant contrast in off-the-ball linebacker play in that game with Jack Campbell and then Anzalone. It felt like, I know they were already one of the best off-the-ball linebacker combinations in the entire NFL, but man, it felt like they looked really good in that game.
No, they were. But how many points did they give up?
Yeah, they still gave up 30.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you did your job offensively and scored your 30-something,
right,
you might have had a chance to win the game. So, yeah, for all the good they did give up 30 points. They did give up, like, what was it, 400-something total yards. The Cowboys ended up turning the ball over. They gave up 417 yards.
Mm.
They gave up, what did Dak end up with, like 376 or
that
something like that?
That is correct.
So, yeah, for all their good, they made a couple plays that stood out, and that says, oh, they played really great. That team could have gotten beaten had the Cowboys played at the effectiveness that they had played the previous three games.
And so I want to point out what drove me the most insane in this game, and I know there are more examples, but the ones that I wrote down is the Cowboys defense. They gave up eventual first downs when the Lions faced a 1st and 25, 1st and 15, 2nd and 15, and 3rd and 8. Those are all situations where you have that other team way behind the chains and you gave up a first down. And those are four separate series or separate sets of downs. You did that four different times that I was just like, that is egregious.
No, you're exactly right. And here's the other part of all that. They only converted 3 of 8 third downs.
Wow.
Eight third downs because they never got to third down.
Yeah.
They were beating you on 1st and 2nd down. And then my other thing that stuck out to me was the poor kickoff coverage.
For sure.
Miserable.
Just ridiculous, right?
Miserable.
They had two players with more than 100 kickoff return yards.
And I guarantee you never heard of this Kennedy guy.
Yeah, Tom Kennedy? I did not know who that was.
I thought he was running for senator or something, you know? I mean, come on. It was terrible, the starting position. They were only having to drive just a little bit more than half the field to score touchdowns. And it got to the point, I was sitting there thinking, hey, just kick the ball into the end zone and let them have it at the 35.
Right.
You know, I'm gonna gain 10 yards for the way the coverage was going. So just put it in the end zone. Don't even try, because the kickoffs were, you know, where he wanted them. They were landing, you know, somewhere between.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
The goal line and the 7-yard line, and they were normally to the side by the numbers, where you want to pin somebody. And this guy just goes running up the sideline and nobody touches him, right?
Yes.
So I think Schottenheimer just got done talking about it and said that, yeah, that's something they got to work on and there might be some personnel changes. My thought was, hey, if I got to put starters out there on defense to play on kickoff coverage, then that's what I got to do. I could remember Darren Woodson for establishing a Pro Football Hall of Fame career, which I hope somebody's listening to.
For real.
That he played special teams his whole career. I remember him telling me, he goes, you know, every year we go to training camp and Coach Joe goes, yeah, we're going to get you off kickoff coverage. And he goes, and he never takes me off kickoff coverage. I'm still, all these Pro Bowls I've gone to, I'm still on kickoff coverage. But because they needed him, he was good.
And he went out there and did it, too, because that's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, he didn't go begrudgingly and say, okay, I'm the last guy back. The rest of you guys do your job, and, you know, hopefully I don't have to clean anything up. No, look, he was out there participating.
I think we are all pretty firmly in the camp of Darren Woodson is a no-brainer Hall of Famer. We just need to expand that message to the people who vote.
I've been trying for I don't know how many years now. He's been to the semifinal, and nobody will listen, right?
We're going to have to send cookie baskets or something, I guess.
Oh, that's a good point. At this point, I don't think we're above any of that. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right, good talking with you.
Yes,
see
sir.
You guys.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo. Always a wealth of information across the sporting hierarchy.
Yeah, dude, he might become one of our Stars insiders soon.
Man, he does love the
Stars.
He
loves this team. He's like, they're winning. I love this winning action.
And from the 2-1-0, something's got to be done about whose fault the bobble, fumbles, interceptions are. Dak, Mahomes were both victimized. We've pitched that for a while. If you can have a half a sack, why can't you get half an interception? I think that at most you should only get penalized half for those interceptions.
So let's say the ball is tipped by 3 different people. Like in hockey, when they give 4 assists out, you're like, no, all of them get a half.
And we're going to have to figure that out because, hockey's is all over the place. I'll worry about the defenders later. I'm worried about it for the quarterback. So, like, if it goes off one of your receiver's hands, at most you should get a half an interception.
Yeah, Babe was on the broadcast. Him and Brad were talking about that, and Babe was basically saying, You can't go back and rechart them now.
I get it.
Like that's going to be too difficult to go back and be like, I don't know, in 1940.
The NFL won't even go past 1982 to count a sack.
But I agree with you. Like, quarterbacks are probably like, yes, I would love that stat. I would love for that. Just as we would also love the stat for pass interference. If you get 50 yards of pass interference, that should count some way.
I agree
with you. Can
you
imagine being
an
agent and you're pitching to an owner? You're like, dude, he gets 6,000 yards in pass interference a year.
But, like, how weird would it be if they're like, ladies and gentlemen, there is a new all-time leading wide receiver because of that? I know that wouldn't change because Jerry Rice is so far ahead, but that would be freaking wild. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some Wanker of the Weekend? Who is the best at being the worst this weekend? Because a lot of NFL teams qualify. Next on The Fan.
From Indianapolis, 3rd and 13, down to 35 seconds. Cook towards the end zone, and it is picked. It's Douglas.
Can you play that one more time, Jacob? Because it's always the commentary where they see it and they're like, oh my goodness. Like, you can tell this was going to get intercepted.
From Indianapolis, 3rd and 13, down to 35 seconds. Cook towards the end zone, and it is picked.
Boy.
So the shout out to the Jets, who they have officially clinched their 15th straight season with no playoffs. So it could be worse.
Does that make you feel better?
No.
See, I always look at it that way. I'm like, man, I could be this and never have it. I could be the Jets kid where I'm just like, hey, this team, but I was born into it. I guess I am the Jets kid. But yeah, that's pretty awful.
Do you know every year for several months they share that record with the Buffalo Sabres and then their season ends and they go up one? And then the Sabres, who have only missed the playoffs for 14 straight seasons, they're like, give us a few more months. We will catch up potentially. So congratulations to the Jets, who now stand alone with that. And by the way, Buffalo is terrible again, so they'll tie it up.
Josh Allen will figure it out.
Now Buffalo, the Sabres, the hockey team.
Okay, yep. Dominic Hasek's got it, though, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, he could probably play for them right now.
That being said, though, dude, look at those Miami Dolphins this year. The Mike McDaniel coached Miami Dolphins. They're
Agreed.
Doing their work.
Look.
For those of you Dolphins fans,
I asked the question a few weeks back.
Stuck around. Congratulations.
He might still be their coach. From the 817, the College Football Playoff Committee is the wanker of the weekend. There's no way Alabama should be in there, some of those teams that they left out. And we will go more in depth to that about 1240. But, man, I know lots of people had lots of spicy thoughts. And I will just warn you that if you're like, hey, let's just expand it to 16 teams, then you'll complain. Not you, but like people complain about 17, 18, 19.
Was it a Friday? Didn't we say, hey, let's do like 25 teams or something like that?
24 is one of the proposals out there.
Do that.
Yeah. Well, then guess what?
Make the whole season a tournament.
Then we would be having the discussion today about how North Texas got penalized for being in their conference championship game and they got screwed by not being in there. Now,
win the game. And
yes.
You don't have any excuses.
Yes, I agree. Now we're going to go to cut number three. The Cleveland Browns, sorry, Derek, they feel like they should be the wanker of the weekend because A, they lost to the worst team in the NFL. B, they lost their center due to they think it's a torn Achilles. And then C, there's this. They're going to go for two. And they decided in their infinite Cleveland Browns wisdom, now's the time to take the quarterback out of the game so we can run this just unbelievable play.
For the tie, no Shador, it's Judkins on the direct snap. He was supposed to pitch it, but didn't and couldn't. And now he's going to have to throw it, and he does, and it's incomplete.
I don't understand that play.
Whoops.
What?
The Browns didn't either because it got sealed off quickly, but I think that's the idea. It's like you have to be ready to,
you gotta be ready to do it.
Throw the ball.
It looked like he was like, nah, I'm going to run this sucker in. It kind of was like one of those like, I did not realize everybody's there. And that's the point of, like you just said, that's the point of the play.
Whoops.
Turn it around the other way. You might have had the points that you needed there.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the play call. Yeah. Whenever you have quite honestly, you have a quarterback that's giving you three touchdowns on this day. Give him the opportunity. You know, give him the opportunity to win it or lose it. They tried to be too cute, too tricky, and I don't think that was the right time for it.
Does that now make the Browns the worst team in the NFL? I know they're still a game better than the Titans, but do you think that makes them the worst?
I'm losing to the that team?
To the previous worst team in the NFL?
I think so. I think it kind of puts you in that position where this is, I don't know, the Raiders are pretty bad.
They are.
So let's stick with the Raiders being the worst, the Browns being maybe the next worst. I understand what you're saying, though.
Okay. Yeah. It is, man, you would think that there was the most generational quarterback of all time coming out in this draft because the Jets, Browns, Saints, and Cardinals are all 3-10, and they are all still behind a pack of 2-11 teams in the Raiders, Titans, and Giants. So, man, there is a race to the bottom this year like no other.
To get nobody.
There is not a clear-cut consensus number one unless you think Fernando Mendoza has taken it over.
We'll talk about him later, but I mean, they could get Marcel Reed.
No, they can't. He said he's coming back.
What? Marcel Reed's coming back to A&M?
Yeah. So
it was love Freebirds.
Let's see. He just got to win 20 games in a row to finish his college career as back-to-back national champion.
Oh, you think he's winning this year?
I mean, of course I think that.
You're back to believing, baby.
I'm a delusional fan.
I'm happy.
And the committee tried to set it up so we would have a second-round home game. So I appreciate that. All right. Don't worry, NFL teams. We're not done with you yet. Are the Minnesota Vikings the wankers of the weekend? Because Justin Jefferson in his last two games has a combined 4 catches for 15 yards.
Yeah.
It feels like...
So
you got to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, right? And I don't know how much of that is.
Although they did win.
They didn't throw the ball much this week. What, 16 completions, I believe?
Is that their path to victory with J.J. McCarthy?
Don't throw the ball much.
Yeah.
With any of their quarter. What's amazing right now is Kevin O'Connell, the quarterback whisperer, is struggling to do what he wants to do. Now, the defenses they played. Seattle's tough. Like that's a tough out with Rosmer there. His 4 interceptions, I get it. But J.J. McCarthy's got to be a next level kind of guy. And when he was at Michigan, wasn't it a don't throw the ball much kind of team? And so like that is you kind of have to build around what you have at the position. I think they felt like they were going to grow that, but that relationship with him and Justin Jefferson has to be something special, and it's not.
And by the way, somebody asked, is everybody at the station a Chargers fan tonight? I would assume so. I am most definitely going to join the 15,000 strong Charger Nation and go ahead and cheer for them tonight.
They have more than 15,000 fans.
Do they? How many people follow the Chargers on social media because they know the Chargers are a follow back? Like, let's just, I just want to know.
That is cold, dude.
I have it.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
They have 1 million Twitter followers.
Preposterous.
What do you mean that's preposterous?
No way. There's a million people in the world that like the Chargers.
Bolt Beat, part of Fansided Network. 39,000 followers.
Yeah, that sounds right. I believe there are 39,000 Chargers fans in the world.
Remember the time at their stadium they played the Pittsburgh Steelers music?
Yes.
And the Steelers fans lost their damn minds because, in the stadium and nobody complained?
And they knew they had to prepare for that. Like, I refuse to believe that there are that many Chargers fans. And you know what? Now I feel bad to the person who texted in because they were looking for solidarity, and this went in a different direction. My point was, yes, I am rooting for the Chargers
tonight.
Yes,
for sure. We need the Chargers to do some work for us and for themselves.
That's right. There you go.
Best of luck, Justin Herbert.
From the 682, but not Corey. He's an Eagles
fan. He's not an Eagles fan. Corey is not an Eagles fan.
Let's talk about, I know this has been a mostly...
However, I do need Saquon Barkley. I don't need it. You know what? I could just drop Saquon Barkley tonight.
See, but remember, the statement was...
I don't need the points.
Corey is an Eagles fan.
He's not.
But then you said, however...
I need...
Still in the same sentence, should just let that go.
I need the one player, not the whole team. Mm. So again, score me 30 points. still lose by 20. I don't care how much you lose by. Hey, when it comes to the
hold on. It's 20-7, 20-16. The Chargers lead. Philadelphia has the ball at the one. You need those Saquon points to win in your league. But that also means the Eagles will win the game. What are you rooting for?
At the moment, I have a bye in the playoffs. So,
and in my scenario, you have not. You need this win to qualify for the playoffs.
Oh man, that's money in my pocket, you know, and that's there's no guarantee the Cowboys get in the playoffs.
See, look at you. Even in this fictitious
scenario,
you're
asking me to be honest, Kevin. I'm being honest.
From the 214, excuse me, Kevin, they have one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
0.3 million followers on Instagram and only follow 341. Now that is a surprise. I would have expected they also followed like 1.1 million and you'd just be like, that's a follow back team. But good for you, Chargers. I hope you win and your throngs of fans go wild.
What?
Throngs. Like lots.
All right.
Big groups.
I thought you said, for size comparison here.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys have 4.1 million followers on Twitter.
Oh, and see? And that feels low.
3.1 million followers more than the Chargers.
Yeah. When in reality, how many more Cowboys fans are there than Chargers fans?
3.1 million.
Go around and ask people if they know who Ladd McConkey is.
Dude, they'll be like, oh, yeah, he was in that movie, The Gentleman.
I don't know what that is in reference to. Who are you referencing there?
Ladd McConkey. It's just a Scottish name, it feels like.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. I thought that was an actual actor that you were referencing. All right. Wanker of the weekend. Maybe that joke. But also the Purdue men's basketball team. They were ranked number one in the country. And then they lost to Iowa State by 23 points. The 23-point defeat is the largest non-conference home loss by a number one team ever. And then according to ESPN research, it's tied for the largest home loss ever by a number one team. You're number one and you got freaking dusted by Iowa State. Iowa State is good, but it feels like you should lose by 8 points.
I don't know. Maybe
not 23.
Maybe they didn't know all the dimensions of the basketball court, and their coach needs to take a tape measure in there and be like, guys,
okay,
same size as our court at home.
So can I make an admission about the movie Hoosiers? I've only seen that movie once, And when I saw it, I didn't really think it was that great.
Wow.
Hold on. Because it was filled with just nothing but cliche after cliche. But then I realized, because of when it came out,
it was the
I believe
creator
it
of the
set
cliches.
The template for many of these cliches. Like, because when they had the alcoholic dad or whatever, I was like, get out of here. But they set the template for so many of those that now I feel like I need to rewatch and reappreciate how good it is. And I was proud of Gene Hackman for measuring the court because I thought that was smart. You could tell it loosened up the players in the moment.
Yeah, they were like, what is he doing right now with that tape measure?
Also, doesn't
Are we about
that,
to get our saws out?
Yeah, doesn't that movie look like they need to climb up a ladder to get the ball out of the hoop? Like, it looks like that movie
yes,
is set
I
in
agree.
The 1920s
I
or whatever.
I absolutely agree with you.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Big results and even bigger injuries. Next on The Fan.
And they're humming.
Bachmeier.
It is intercepted again! Ben Roberts does it again!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Yep, dip it and rip it.
That was a huge game in terms of results. The Bears, the gamble, final minute, doesn't pay out. Get an interception. Green Bay is victorious 28-21. Clearly now that gives them a leg up in that division, but they will still play again before the season's out. That division continues to be maybe the most fascinating in football.
Why?
Positively fascinating.
Explain why.
Because there's other crappy divisions that I think are negatively fascinating. But you have three seemingly really good teams, not only jockeying for playoff position, but all three of them at different points have been in position to maybe get the bye.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, it's a fascinating one for sure.
Also, I'm not going to lie, I enjoy hearing other people talk about this. Matt LaFleur, after the game, said, I don't know what holding is anymore if the Bears didn't hold Micah Parsons. Welcome. And I know he lamented about this a month or so ago as well. But for longtime Cowboys fans, Corey, I know you are very used to coming out of a game and being like, well, why doesn't Micah draw holding calls when he's clearly being held?
Yeah, and it always feels like when you discuss that, it just gets shouted down like,
right.
The holding happens on every play.
There's well, a difference in some of those.
And there's some of them that are very egregious
yeah.
that just aren't called, and you're like, you don't understand why. You see the referee looking right at it. Micah does present that. And quite honestly, if he got the call every time, it would, like, you would see maybe how dominant he is.
Right.
Because you'd go, oh, well, now teams have to not do it. Maybe that's the other thing too, where referees are like, if we called it every time for him, this game would be so boring.
Yeah.
Because he does get held that much. Or maybe they just don't like him. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows indeed. Now,
because the way he treated Jerry.
Who? I don't know if I think that's it, but that is an interesting hypothesis. Who knows is kind of what I thought on this play, and you can also hear Tony Romo at the beginning being confused. Let's go ahead and go to cut number one. This is Isaiah Likely's touchdown, not touchdown, in their loss to the Steelers.
One, two. That will stand. That is definitely a touchdown. Lamar Jackson looked this off, reset his feet.
Had to be for a flicker of a second, a nightmare for Likely
yeah.
after last week.
It was.
Enough of this, losing the football around the goal line, but it's a touchdown.
Now, right after that.
Were you criticizing how he counts?
No, he
One,
was. He, no.
Two.
Right after that, in that 25-second clip, Tony Romo changes his mind. Because at the very beginning, you hear him go, that's a touchdown, no doubt. But what happens right after that, in the audio I saw, it gets cut off, and he goes, but enough to take another look. And so it sounds like he's going to start to maybe change his mind. They did not count it as a touchdown. Harbaugh was infuriated at the time. But look, if you're going to struggle with Pittsburgh, I don't know how much sympathy I have for you.
Pittsburgh doesn't, and DK Metcalf had a great game, and then he stayed overnight in Baltimore.
Yes.
Because of abundance of, caution.
Yeah.
For his stomach pains, which he did take a hit, so they were just making sure there.
Yeah.
But I don't, Pittsburgh doesn't win pretty at all. And it's that's why I think you have a hard time trying to decide whether or not they're good, because they don't win pretty games and their record puts them at not very good. Like, it's, you're a mediocre team, maybe just above mediocre.
Right.
But that's what Baltimore's been contending with itself all season, its own defense and the ability to get the stops when they need to. And then, you know, some of those mishaps that happen along the way. And Pittsburgh is going to take advantage of it, Kevin. I think here at the end of the season, they're going to accidentally win that division.
Yeah. And you mentioned the kind of potential injury concern that they were watching. Injuries were the name of the game yesterday for the Chiefs. Not only do they lose, but if you go back, they lost their left tackle on the very first play from scrimmage, and NBC, I think, did do a good job of not replaying it. Mike Tirico specifically said it wasn't pleasant to look at. And so this is already, we've talked a lot about the offensive line woes that the Chiefs have had. Also not pleasant to look at, Zach Ertz. The assumption is he's out for the year with a torn ACL. We talked earlier in the show about how Jaden Daniels re-injured his left elbow in his first game back from injury. So there were some really high-profile ones, but the one that – go ahead.
Keep going.
The one that led off the day was just a catastrophic series of events for the Colts. So Daniel Jones gets picked by Devin Lloyd on his first pass. All right. Obviously, the game continues, or else that would be weird. But this was a game of vital importance against the Jags. And then eventually he leaves with what looks like a right Achilles injury. And you're like, ooh, I don't know. But then we find out that, yes, that is exactly what happened. He is going to be out for the rest of the year. And then you wonder how long that goes into 2026 and beyond. Riley Leonard had to come in because, remember, they're still without Anthony Richardson because of that weird pregame injury. And all of this is a backdrop to, you lost a really important game to the Jags.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And it's, you know, we took a look about 4 or 5 weeks ago and we're kind of seeing the tea leaves, if you will,
right,
for what they were. And I said, I had a feeling about this and they might finish third in their division. It looks like they're on their way for that right now.
I would be shocked if they didn't finish third at this
point. Yeah, I said second, and then I said maybe even third, and that's what they're on their trajectory for. Kevin, when I saw the injury happen, my kid was like, hey, what did he hurt? And I said, it looks like an Achilles just based on the fact that it was non-contact. He stepped back, and then immediately he had nothing on the throw, and then he went straight down. I do wonder, he had a fracture in his left shin.
Fibula,
I wonder if that had a little bit to do with it, because, you know, you're putting extra weight on that, you're overcompensating, and then that's taking a little bit extra during the week. And I did wonder that, but it's either here nor there. For Daniel Jones, it's wild to be like, oh my gosh, Daniel Jones is out.
Right.
Do they really stand a chance? Because it's Daniel Jones.
True.
But that team, you know, they were relying on him early this year. They made a really good run because of him and Jonathan Taylor.
Do you want to talk about the Steelers, because there's a lot going on, or go back to the Eagles?
Let's go to the Steelers, Kevin.
Okay.
A lot going on there.
There is a lot going on there. So they're victorious in, again, a crucial game over the Ravens. But check this out. They complete a pass in the first quarter. This is the first pass play of over 20 air yards since October 26th.
Impressive.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's impressive that it got done. But what are we talking, 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Since they threw the ball that far? More than 5 weeks.
Multiple reasons. Aaron Rodgers, different dude, right?
Yes.
That offensive line hasn't been amazing in front of him either. He needs time.
He does.
DK Metcalf, for what it's worth, he's not a 20 air yards guy. You really want to get him like 7, 8, 10 yards and then find him some space. More than anything else, because you want him to use that size. And I think Aaron Rodgers has been kind of trying to beat that into his head of, hey, and then he's got some other receivers that he does really quick outs with, hits the sidelines on. So that just isn't in their MO, and they want to be a team that is physical. They're just not doing great at it.
But you said Aaron Rodgers is a different guy. Here's more proof. He ran for a touchdown. It's the first time in 4 years he's had a rushing touchdown. And then he told everyone to shut the hell up after the game, which is fair. I don't think that's going to happen, though, because I believe it was Schefter who had put out the report that while Tomlin's not going to get fired, they have until March 1st to decide about the team option for 2027. So you can see how if they decline that team option, it would be awkward going into 2026. That's all fine and well. But nothing is more awkward than the Vibes Bunny. I'm going to take you to cut number 4, because the bunny that the Eagles brought in was weird enough. But I want you to listen.
Vibes
Bunny?
Yeah,
that's right. I want you to listen to Saquon Barkley, because this quote or this cut is wild.
Why is there a giant bunny outside of your locker?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not into like holidays and like bunnies and Christmas. I do the Christmas stuff. I got kids, but like I'm not really big like joyful holiday person, I guess. So I don't know why. I think that's really the only spot we can fit a big bunny. But I was told it's a vibe bunny, and the vibes are high. So.
Do you feel a little sad for Saquon Barkley?
I feel sad for everybody involved. It says Happy Easter.
It's a vibes bunny.
Cool. Does it vibrate?
Only if they win.
I don't think it does. Okay. It says Happy Easter. That sounds like a Corey joke right there. Where
yeah.
You're just like, hey, it's not Easter, buddy. And you're like, ha, 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 ha. And everybody gets it. This is weird. What are they doing? This doesn't make any sense.
And I hear you. And those are all fair.
Did Saquon potentially say, I'm not into Christmas bunnies? Is that what?
No. He said, I'm not into bunnies and not into Christmas. He goes, I'm not just a big joyful holiday person. I felt like in that moment, Saquon was screaming for somebody to give him a hug.
Here it is from Ashley Sullivan. Have installed the positivity rabbit. It showed up today, and the offensive line stressed to me they are not sad. They just wanted a good vibes bunny. So that's the offensive line wanted this, because the offensive line needs a bunny rabbit? This is ridiculous. They're done. They're
if
done.
If they win tonight, will you catch positivity vibe bunny?
That's, dude,
fever?
That's a ridiculous last straw effort, right?
Yeah.
Last ditch. That is no. That's terrible.
Okay.
You can come up with something better.
Well, Mark Corey down is not a believer. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Maybe ask him a bunny question next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.